dare summon the feared demoness, Queen of Hell herself, who today has decided to tempt fate. Prithee, show thyself. What? Really? You're the one that summoned me? You look like a normal person. Did I really break my 2-century-long retirement just to come do battle with a commoner? I was expecting a knight in shining armor, or a warrior princess, or a fierce mage. Oh, how boring. Alright then. Come on, on guard. A battle will be glorious nonetheless. Lay on if you think you're so tough. And down to be them that first cries hold enough. Come on. Come on, just go with it. You're embarrassing me. No, I don't actually speak like it's the 17th century. That's just an act to make me sound cooler and scarier. Did it work? Okay, stop laughing now. It's not funny. You summoned me, so come on. At least give me a chance. You're so mean. Summoning a demon just to play like this. How humiliating. Who even are you? I haven't crossed into Earth from hell for a long time, so I'm not familiar with the newer magicians. Look like you're on the younger side, so we probably haven't met before. Mm-hmm. So why did you summon me? If not to kill me, then what do you want? You better tell me after I came all this way for you. You were bored? Ugh, of course you were. And here I was thinking I was actually going to have a proper battle for once in like, I can't even remember how long. I'm so pathetic. I'm assuming you don't know who I am then. Is it okay if I play with your hair a little? I just find it a bit relaxing while talking with people. And you said you went here to kill me, so thanks. Come here, sit down, and I'll tell you everything. You summoned me, and I introduced myself as the Queen of Hell. The truth is, nobody's called me that in centuries. Hell, probably even millennia. Like I said, I can't remember. I used to be the most feared demoness in all three realms. Heaven, Earth, and Hell. That's no small feat, you know. Just saying my name could give people heart attacks. I had so much power. I didn't even know what to do with it. Demons get their power from fear, you know. So, let's just say, I was in pretty good shape. I spent my days fighting glorious battles. Every sunrise brought new challenges. I was passing into Earth all the time, defeating your world's most fearsome challenges. I loved it. But now all of it's gone. I mean, look at me. I'm basically just a human with demon skin now. And the first person to summon me in all this time just did it because they were bored. No. That saying doesn't apply to me. Saying nothing lasts forever is only a thing mortals say. I actually do last forever. Demons are immortal, remember? I always wished I had died in battle valiantly instead of just withering away. That's easy for you to say. Mortality isn't a curse like all you mortals think it is. You don't know how good you have it. Really, you don't. Temporary lives have meaning. You actually have a reason to get out of bed in the morning and do things. I just don't. Oh. Well, I've already rambled on enough, but that is a long story. But the short of it is, I got cocky. I had won so many battles against so many enemies that I started to think I really couldn't lose. I mean, I am immortal after all. But for some reason, I never imagined that I could get something worse than death. One day I was summoned here to Earth by a mage. I had prepared myself. I thought I had the art of witchcraft down to a science. I knew I could beat any mage at their own game. When I crossed over, all I could see was a simple-looking lady in a black robe with glasses on. Someone you wouldn't even notice if you're walking down the street. I laughed and she was kidding, and if she knew she had summoned me. She looked me dead in the eyes and said nothing. As it turns out, not all of Earth's greatest heroes go around announcing their greatness. Some of them, like her, they just train and train and train for years, decades, not saying a word. I didn't know it at the time, but I had just been summoned by the most powerful magician in the Middle Realm. She couldn't kill me, of course, but she did place a curse on me. You know what curse it was? That everyone would forget who I was. All the glory I'd amassed from all the battles. All gone. Like it never even happened. And of course, she took my powers too, so I'd never be able to get my reputation back. Although she didn't tell me any of this. Just put the curse on me and left. Then go on a big monologue about how I was cocky and needed an ego check or anything. She just let me figure out humiliating. Walking through the streets like a commoner, desperately searching for someone. Anyone who remembered who I was. I'm the queen of hell. Everyone knows me. Everyone fears me. What a joke. Eventually, I became exhausted. The reality that my identity was gone finally set in, and that's when she returned to me. I still remember her face. That single, lifeless expression. She asked me, "Did you learn your lesson?" I was so angry, I cursed her and demanded that she give me my glory back. And she only said, "So you haven't," and left again. I still can't remember how long ago that was, but it was so long, long ago. Ever since then, I've been wandering the streets of hell, scrounging for scraps. I don't know what happened to that mage, but whatever did, apparently I hadn't learned my lesson, because I haven't seen her ever since. To be honest, I don't think I ever will. Sometimes I think she was an angel. No, something grander than that. Like, an alien from another universe. Sent here. Punished me for everything I did. The only thing that keeps me going is the idea that someday she might come back to me. I don't want my reputation back. I'm done with that life. It was fun, but so empty. I realize now that I based my self-worth on what people thought of me. I let them make my identity instead of building it myself. In truth, I wasn't even real. I was just a shadow of a person. A fake collection of wishes and delusions that had no real substance. If I were to do it all over again, I would want someone to care for. And someone who really cares about me. I had so many fans and so many enemies, but never anyone who really knew me for me. So yeah, that's my story. Sorry for rambling. You what? You've heard of me? How is that even possible? The mage erased me from time. How? Wait, how did you even summon me in the first place? I'm in a book. Oh, what? Wait, this book is not the same one that the mage used to curse me. I still remember it. I could never mistake it. That's... And only a blood descendant of a magician can open their ancestors' spellbooks. That means... That means... You're the... mage's great-grandchild. Right? What just happened? Did you just... You kissed me. That was... Unexpectedly amazing. Wait, I get it now. This was her plan all along, right? She knew you'd be born someday. That you would obsess over magic like she did. And then, someday, long after she was gone, you would look through her old thing, find her spellbook, and summon me. And we'd find each other. She knew that was what I needed all along. Someone to love. And someone to love me. Right? Oh my devil. She was looking out for me all along. Like a guardian angel. She just wanted me to be happy. I don't really know if I'm happy. I don't know if I've ever been happy before. But there's something about you that makes me feel a way no one else can make me feel. I sense it. I mean, she set us up, so we must be meant to be together, right? Yeah. Far-fetched. Yeah, it will all be okay. I'm not sure I'm ready to pop into the portal just yet. I think I want to spend some more time with you. And we can see what happens. And what do you think about that? You're right. The mage waited centuries for us to meet like this. Why wait anymore?